KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy and 14 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly sunny by this afternoon, a high of 29. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Five Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. In local news, the Atlantic School Board on Monday night continued discussions with regard to the 2014-2015 budget. Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein says he recommended the board look at levying the SBRC, or School Budget Review Committee, for a special education deficit.
At a deficit, that means that's how much we had to spend more than actually what we received for special education programming. So that was around 670-some thousand. And then also 600 on the cash reserve, and then 350,000 on the management levy.
Amstein said board secretary and business manager Mary Beth Fast is looking at how much the levy might be, and right now it appears it'll be $14.55 to $14.60 per $1,000 of assessed property valuation. He also says they're trying to find ways to trim the budget.
Our unspent budget has been dropping for the last number of years, and even though we're still in the safe range for the IASB as far as where they recommend you to be, is we need to change that trajectory, and by trimming part of the budget, taking a look at taking about $400,000 out of the budget for the upcoming year, we'll be able to start the process to go ahead and reverse that trend. And right now the board is taking a look at for the next few years and trying to reduce the budget over several years to change that trajectory and keep that around 14 to 15%.
The way the budget shakes out will influence where the levy rate will be for any bond issue the district may consider for planned capital improvement or expansion projects. In other business, the Atlantic School Board discussed the 2014-2015 school calendar. The focus currently is on an hourly calendar, or 1,080 hours, as opposed to the present 180 days.
Because it does provide the district a little bit more flexibility as far as making up snow days, and then also taking a look at what we can do with teacher days also as far as professional development.
The Atlantic School District has had two snow days so far this school year. Those days will be added to the end of the current school year, which means that classes will dismiss May 23rd instead of May 21st, assuming there are no more makeup days due to the weather. News time is 8:07.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. Five Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey, so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
The Harlan Community School Board on Monday received the initial bargaining proposal from the Harlan Education Association, or HEA, which represents the district's teachers and staff. In a regularly held board meeting, Brian Castor, representing the HEA, said they are asking for a 6.92% increase in salary for the staff at the Harlan Community Schools. The meeting was just the first of what are usually several meetings between the board and association. The school board did not make a counteroffer, and future discussions will be held in closed session. In other business, the board held a public hearing with regard to the high school gym's air handler. The district is looking at replacing the air conditioning unit at the Harlan High School Gymnasium and held a hearing as required by Iowa code. Having received no written or spoken comments, the board approved the preliminary plans for the air handler and moved to request bids for the project. The board is expected to receive bids and finalize the project at a school board meeting next month. The school district will also be saying goodbye to 8 teachers who qualified for early retirement. Superintendent Justin Wagner said teachers taking early retirement had to meet some certain qualifications.
I have to be in the district for at least 10 years. I have to be at least 55 years old. So, and basically that's the IPERS eligibility age for them. So, It's always a bittersweet time because with this group of eight, we have over 260 years of experience walking out the door.
Wagner discussed the vacancies later in the meeting and said the district has already seen interest and candidates applying for those positions. And the board approved holding a public hearing at the next Harlan Community School District board meeting on February 24th with regard to the 2014-2015 school calendar. Elsewhere in the news from around the nation at this hour, people across the South are waking up this morning to ice, snow, and freezing rain. The latest winter storm has left more than 20,000 people without power across Georgia. Amtrak has suspended trains between New York and several destinations in the South, as well as the auto train between Washington's northern Virginia suburbs and Orlando, Florida. The storm is expected to crawl eastward to the Mid-Atlantic region. Authorities in New York City say a bus driver was killed when the bus and a truck collided at an intersection in Manhattan this morning. The vehicles then barreled into scaffolding and into a building. At least four other people were injured, two of them critically. Police say they're questioning the truck driver, who's been being treated at a hospital. And a woman in Florida's Tampa Bay area didn't realize she'd packed away the wrong wedding dress until 9 years after the ceremony. Marie Keeney was planning to renew her vows when last year she took the wedding dress out of the storage box and realized it wasn't hers. Kenny canceled the ceremony and began tracking down her dress. A Florida dry cleaner had outsourced it to a New York company, which finally found it. The Tampa Bay Times tracked down the owner of the other dress, and Keeney's renewal ceremony has been rescheduled. News time is 8:10.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. Five Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
In the funeral announcements, Margaret Adkins, age 85, of Dexter, died Saturday. Funeral services for Margaret Adkins will be today at 10 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has arrangements. Dennis Meyer, age 70, of Atlantic, died Friday at CCMH. Funeral services for Dennis Meyer will be this morning at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. James Burnt, age 63, of Harlan, a former AHST high school teacher, died Sunday. Funeral services for James Burnt will be today at 2 o'clock at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Wesley Dumdye, age 82, of Manila, died Sunday in Denison. Funeral services for Wesley Dumdye will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at the United Church of Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Jerry Sorensen, age 78, of Atlantic and formerly of Anita, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Jerry Sorensen will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Hugh Sharp, age 95, of Atlantic and formerly of Storm Lake, died Monday. Funeral services for Hugh Sharp will be held on Friday at 10 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Church in Storm Lake. The Fratsky and Jensen Funeral Home in Storm Lake has arrangements. Ruby Kinzer, age 91, of Griswold, died Sunday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Ruby Kinzer will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at the Faith Lutheran Church in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Keith Kirkman, Sr., age 88, of Messina, died Monday at CCMH. Funeral services for Keith Kirkman, Sr. will be Friday at 10:30 at St. Peter's United Church of Christ in rural Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Selma Pangburn, age 91, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Graveside services for Selma Pangburn will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the Sunny Hill Cemetery in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Thelma Karstens, age 98, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Thelma Karstens will be Saturday at 10 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Ella Opperly, age 99, of Griswold, died Tuesday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Ellen Opperly will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Helen Landon, age 81 of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Helen Landon will be next Monday at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Leona Hansen, age 71 of Manning, died Tuesday. Services for Leona Hansen are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Manning. And Alan Lamock, age 77 of Manning, died Tuesday. Services for Alan Lamock are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Manning. The news was brought to you by Five Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.